Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this lovely Total Request Thursday. Start getting your votes in now for Featured Artist Friday at 410-583-1057. Ravens yesterday, Vinny broke down their win, film-wise, against the Minnesota Vikings. Now it's all about the Cleveland Browns. They're coming off a loss at the Jets last week. More special teams gaffes than anything else and lack of offense, which we'll talk about later in the show. But Vinny, let's break down this Browns defense and looking at some of the stats, they're not half bad, and they have a stud on that side of that football.
They're very good. Defensively, they're good. I mean, Bob, overall, they're second. Second overall in defense, second in the pass. You know, and you know where they're number one, Bob? Average per rush, 3.6. So they're really good there, you know. And what makes them so good? I think, you know, like you said, they have one superstar in Myles Garrett who can rush the passer and play the run. He's a freak. He's a freak, and he is really amazing. I mean, they held the Ravens. Derrick Henry had 11 carries for 23 yards last time they played. It was not easy. They're stacking a box, you know, and Ricard wasn't playing at the time. But – you know, if you want to run between the tackles, they couldn't. Made it almost impossible. The only run, the runs that Henry had, there were kind of some outside runs. It's what they got. They hit a lot of, you know, short crossing routes and stuff, keep clock moving. But they could not, they did not drive the length of the field one time. They got short fields, turnovers, block punts, those types of things. So they only ran 53 plays for 242 yards. They were great in the red zone, is what they were. Now, about their defense, I think what they do differently than a lot of teams do is on the snap of the ball, they're penetrating. They're not punching. They're not locking out. No, they're on the edge, and they're coming up the field. So with the Ravens' offensive line, that's not a good matchup. Because that's bad for who? That's bad for Falele, you know, and if it's a big guy over Lindenbaum, that's bad for him, and it's bad for Ronnie, too, with Garrett out there, bad for Rosen. It's just not a good matchup for this offensive line, and I like their, you know, Mason Graham, their first-round pick. He does, you know, he's got a half a sack, but he's a penetrator, and he hit Lamar a couple times last game, but you know, the great guy, they all play hard. That's the thing. And they rotate like seven guys through there in the defensive line. And you can't really tell the difference between any of them. They just go, 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 go. You know, when they're going and they're feeding off of that crowd and everything there in Cleveland. And they did it here, you know, for the first half. What happens is their offense, it goes three and out, and then they turn the ball over, and, you know, the Jets had two returns for touchdowns. You know, I mean, that's the problem with these guys. They don't give up a lot, but what they wear out in the second half because they're on, and they got to play so hard for so long because they can't give up points because the offense can't score points. The secondary is good enough. Denzel Ward's a good player. Corner, he's a good player. Delfitt, the safety, good player. I mean, they've got good players. I think you said it yesterday, Bob. They've got talent. You know, and Carson Schlesinger,
UCLA,
their second-round pick. Yeah, he's kind of like Teddy Buchanan, tackling machine. You know, so they've got guys. And, you know, what do you got to do to beat them? Number one, I think biggest, you got to wear them down. You got to get field position on them. You're not going 90. You know, the Jets could not consistently go second and six, third and two. Boom. No, because a lot of times, I mean, the Ravens were 3 for 12 on third down last time they played. So you're going second and 10, second and nine. If they're going to put, Bob, I'll bet you in this game, maybe if Ricard is in there, you know, it's more for pass blocking and stuff, especially if Justice Hill's not playing, if he doesn't play. But you got to get the edges. You got to, and they started out the game. The Ravens started out the game, Bob, with, you know, like quick screen, you know, get the ball out to Zay, put second and 10, you know, their second play. They run the draw, you know, to Justice Hill. So you got to spread them out or you got to get outside. That's why I could see a bigger role for Keaton Mitchell, you know, this week if you want to run outside. You know, because Breece Hall, he popped the long one on a quick screen to, you know, right out of the backfield, boom, and then got upfield. Because those guys are coming up the field so hard and penetrating, and their linebackers are coming to stop the run. They run blitz a lot. They're attacking defense. They're aggressive attacking. So you may pop one, two, three here or there. You got to take advantage of it. And that's what the Ravens did. Tez Walker had two touchdowns, you know, but none of them were – nothing of great length. They make you work. And this game, it was 10-3 at the half. Ravens scored 21 points in the fourth quarter.
I seem to remember some clock management problems from Cleveland in that game, too.
Well, they
eschew a field goal and went for it. Or I mean, I apologize.
They
Nolan, you remember, you're a young guy with
one,
all of
yeah.
your memory.
But the thing about it is, Bob, is, and we'll talk about, their offense is inept. You know, I mean, they're off, and the quarterback, their offensive line, Bob, is like not good, and they struggle with stunts and everything, you know. So, I mean, they gave up a ton of sacks and a ton of pressures to the Jets. I mean, Gabriel had, what, 5 rushes for 54 yards or 4 rushes, you know, and they were all scrambles. It's what they did. That's the only way they moved the ball, really. So, you know, this is going to be a game about patience, I think. But let me just say this, Bob. If the Ravens come out and they can run the ball in the first quarter and they're making yards, it's going to be a blowout because they're not going to be able to score with
but
them.
But Myles Garrett is
freak,
a disruptor in multiple sacks on the year.
You got to know where he's at every play because you talk about being able to bend your body and twist and do all that and weigh 285 pounds. It's unbelievable what that guy can do. But everybody, Jim Schwartz does a hell of a job because as a defensive coordinator because they play hard and their offense sucks. And they play hard every game they show up. And at home, their defense is really good at home.
Schwartzy, Baltimore, Mount St. Joe. We got time for a call, Nolan McGraw. Nolan says yes. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. Antonio, thanks for holding. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
How much would losing Marlon Humphrey to an injury hurt the Ravens secondary? And you guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Antonio.
I think the only thing that hurts, Bob, is like he brings a lot of energy and passion. You know, they're not going to have that. So Keon Martin, you know, I mean, Ouzier will be starting on the other side, and then I'm guessing it's going to be Martin on the inside and the nickel stuff, which will be fine. In this game and the next game, be fine. And then Marlon's back for the Cincinnati game. I think they'll be totally fine.
Now, you mentioned Keaton Mitchell real quick. He was limited yesterday, knee issue. He'll didn't practice because of a toe. I mean, we'll wait today. That'll tell more of a story here, of course.
Yeah, because it sounded like Harb said maybe one or two guys may miss the game, and that one for sure is Marlon.
And I think Bateman's out, too.
Yeah, so I think everybody else will be, you know, a go. I'm more concerned about the toe, you know, than, you know, maybe his knee is sore, and that's probably pretty normal, like after having the surgery that he had.
The Sergeant Hulka, the big toe. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. It's the whip around. Talk about what happened in the world of sports last night. One cool thing happened historically in Baltimore sports history that Jerry Coleman from the Be More podcast with baseball and with football. Ravens, of course. He and Mike Preston for football. He and Mike Bordick for baseball. So stick around for Jerry's thoughts. And then Mr. Electricity, Nolan McGraw. Going to hear from him when we get to his fun house. Got news from the Nest coming up. Top of the hour, more Harbaugh, more Roquan Smith, and many, many other things.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Time for the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on the Starter Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your request, plus for text line 410-583-1057. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. Nolan McGraw will break that one out in a couple hours or so. So stick around. For that one, we just talked about this with Jim Smith last hour. Maryland's at Illinois. College football. Terps 14.5-point underdogs against the Fighting Illini, who are 6-3, already bowl eligible.
Yeah, and they're good at home too, Bob. And they blew out Rutgers at home two weeks ago. So yeah, it's gonna be a really tough game because Bielema, the head coach, you know, he's a former, played at Iowa, coached at Wisconsin, Arkansas, loves to run the football, and the Terps gave up over 300 yards rushing to Rutgers last week.
3:30 kickoff as Maryland looks to end this five-game skid. Maryland hoops, we also talked about this. They're at Marquette coming up on Saturday. Buzz Williams returning to a place where he had great success for the Golden Eagles. Marquette, they got blown out by Indiana earlier in the week or last weekend, but they won their ensuing game. Maryland coming off the win against Alcorn, so we'll see. That's coming up Saturday as well. If you like your Thursday or Wednesday night college football, because people do bet on things, how about Central Michigan taking out Buffalo 38-19? What the hell, Buffalo? Toledo over Miami of Ohio 24-3. And Northern Illinois blows out UMass 45-3. UMass kicks a field goal at the end.
I saw that.
And they set off the firework. The Minutemen are 0-10 on the season. So a rough go of it there. Orioles news. Our buddy Craig Albernez, Albie. Donnie Ecker is the new bench coach. He had a working relationship with him in San Francisco. But Buck Britton sticking around.
Oh, good.
And so is Drew French. And we'll get in all of that stuff tomorrow, more detailed Oriole talk. But Buck Britton, he'll be the third base coach. Because remember, he was the bench coach, moved to third when Manzo took over as manager. And the new guy who was in Texas recently, he was on that Ranger staff when they beat the Orioles and won the World Series back at 23. He'll become the new bench coach. Paul Skeens and Tarek Skubal win Cy Young's back-to-back for Skubal. First guy since DeGrom did it, 2018-2019. Trevor Rogers got a vote. Got some Cy Young award-winning love, the lefty part of the Orioles rotation, and we'll get into the Orioles' wants and needs because there's plenty of those this offseason. In the NBA last night, Wizards lose to Houston 135-112. Bob Carrington, Baltimore, 7 points. A board and two assists. Cam Whitmore, Baltimore, 11 points, three boards, and an assist. Kevin Durant at 23 for the Rockets. Detroit beat Chicago, 124-113, minus Cade Cunningham, by the way. Kevin Huerter at 20. Sticks, Jalen Smith, Maryland, Mount St. Joe. Baltimore, you got 9 points, four boards there. Boston over Memphis, 131-95. Santi Aldama, Loyola. Greyhounds, that is, at 14-6-4. Cam Spencer, Boys Latin, Loyola for a brief period of time. He had 5-2-3. Golden State beat San Antonio, 125-120. Pat Spencer, Cam's brother, got a DNP. Coach's decision, another Baltimore, Boys Latin, Loyola kid. Steph Curry at 46.
Nice.
As he continues to do Steph Curry-type stuff. But another Baltimore kid taking on the Portland Trailblazers last night. His team lost 125-117, but let's just say he won.
It'll be Derek Queen. Nice move. Shot clinging out of position. Queen will. And what a spin. Derek Queen with great footwork on clinging.
Looked like Fred Astaire out there with the footwork. That was Gulf Coast Sports on the call. Derek Queen, 26.7 boards, 4 assists.
Hell of a day
for the New Orleans Pelicans, and he's getting some run because Zion Williamson's hurt again. And look, let's keep it real, New Orleans isn't all that great. I mean, the Wizards are 1-11, something crazy like that. But Derek Queen, his rookie season off to a fine start for you daily fantasy hoops players. He's still a relatively cheap ticket, so put him in your lineup. Because he's a stat filler. He did it at Maryland. Yeah. We like Pharrell Payne, or I do. Nolan, are you a fan or no?
Well, he's the best player on the team. Well, I think he got it.
Thumbs up. But Derek Queen could pass out of a double team. Yeah. Payne, not necessarily at that level. And doesn't have the same skill set, let's keep it real. But, you know, Derek Queen having a really good beginning to his NBA career. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is the whip around here on this Total Request Thursday. Hey, how about some NFL news for you on November the 13th? This is 1977, Rich Stadium in Buffalo. Lionel Mitchell, the great one out of Penn State. He rushed for two TDs. Rosie Leaks, Texas. The rusted rifle, Burt Jones, also rushed for TDs. The sack pack got to Joe Ferguson 10 times.
Oof.
10 sacks. Zach Orr would kill for 10 sacks in a four-week period. The sack pack got it in one game. That front four of Dutton and Herman and Fred Cook and Mike Barnes, I mean, hey, 3 years in a row, they were one of the best pass-rushing teams. They didn't even keep stats for sacks back in those days. Should have. Because apparently they did some research, the people that do stuff like this. Bubba Baker would be the all-time sack guy. The guy that actually kind of changed the fortunes of Colts football because he hurt Burt Jones in a preseason game in 1978. The fourth preseason game, which would get you fired now for playing your quarterback in the fourth preseason game, and he would get hurt.
Well, there was six at that time, wasn't there?
There was four. That was the first year of the 16-game schedule.
Okay.
Now, you would get Ted Marchibroda would have got you fired for that sort of thing. I mean, Lamar Jackson doesn't even play in the preseason. Anywho, that's that. When we come back, Jerry Coleman's going to be joining us. Or do we have time for a call? Nolan, can we squeeze one out? He said Jerry Coleman. We got to get to Jerry. The Be More Sports Podcast. Orioles and Ravens. Stick around for that. Fun House, Nolan McGraw. Your phone calls at 410-583-1057. No Lamar yesterday. No big deal. Unless he's not there today. Then it becomes a major deal. So stick around for that. No Bateman. No Humphrey. We know that one as well. Terp football. They're in a quandary for sure. Losers up five in a row. Anything else you want to get into, we're here for you. Here on this Total Request Thursday. It's Vinny Haney and Quick Draw.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
On the Fan. Send a request, plot, support, text line. Get your votes in. Featured artist Friday at 410-583-1057. And by the way, as I keep pointing, because now that we're on video, I keep pointing this way to my left. Coming up next week when I point, you'll actually be able to see what the hell I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be like, yeah, he looks just like George Michael. Or maybe not. I mean, that's up to you. It's all interpretation. But joining us now to talk about what's happening out at One Winning Drive, get an Oriole question in as well. The Be More Sports podcast, which cover both the Orioles, Mike Bordick, and Ravens, Mike Preston. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline as well. Welcome back, Jerry Coleman. Jerry, good morning. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. Vinny and I both knew the late, great King George Michael.
Very well.
Yep. Good guy. Good guy. I enjoyed him.
Now,
anyway, yes. It's a sunny day as we get set for a Ravens practice and waiting for number 8 to show up.
Before we get to that, Orioles real quick. Craig Albernaz brings in Donnie Ecker, who he knew in San Francisco as the bench coach, but keeps Britton, keeps French, keeps Klimek. So what about some level of continuity in the coaching staff? Because Buck Britton's been kind of a golden boy throughout the organization for a while here. Zach's brother, for those who may not know that one.
Yeah, and I like it, and Britton is familiar with a lot of the younger guys who he managed at the, you know, minor league level. Also, the fact that Drew French is very familiar with the pitching staff. I had heard that he was going to be the one holdover, if any. So, I don't know if that's a Mike Elias edict or, you know, he and Albernaz just came to an agreement. We're going to have some of our guys held over. But I do like the continuity factor. Now let's go out and get some new players.
All right, you mentioned number 8, not Cal, not Dave Skaggs, not Andy Etchebarren, and Lamar Jackson, who wasn't at practice yesterday with a knee. We were talking about it this morning because the news didn't break till we were kind of sort of getting ready to get off the air. Didn't see Lamar laboring under any circumstance on Sunday. So on a concern level, 10 being we're screwed, 1 being just shut up, this is nothing to be worried about. Where are you putting it at this time?
Probably a 2 or maybe lower, unless he doesn't practice today. I'm going to take the coach at his word because he's had the injury history difficulties already this year, very recently. So I don't think they're messing around with that. I know some people think this may be them covering up the hamstring. I don't see them doing that. I think this is a different type of situation or injury. I'd love to know when it occurred. You know, I can't identify when it occurred.
Probably, Jer, on the sweep. On the sweep, you know, where you got down to the 2. Remember, because he got hit in the knee.
All right. Well, that would be the suspected play for sure, Vinny. And, I mean, altogether, even before that happened, I feel that he has lost the burst that he has had throughout his career. Whether it's been injury-related or father time, it's just not the same burst we have seen from Lamar. And, again, we'll see if he's out there today. They said he would be, so we will take the team at its word. And it'll be business as usual. If not, then the red flags come out because – this was a team that was so healthy just a week ago, and now you add Marlon Humphrey and a couple other guys to the list. We're not going to see Rashad Bateman. It starts to be a concern.
What's the vibe in a locker room, Jer, when you've been in there this week?
Very positive. They're on a roll. They have a cupcake schedule. They won't tell you that, but they know that. And, you know, they're playing decent football. So everyone's upbeat. The music's playing. Obviously, no one's playing ping pong or video games. There is a large TV that's still bolted into the locker room that's not removable, but the vibe is good.
Now, Jer, is there, like, any talk amongst coaches, you know, concern about the offensive line? Because to me, that is the biggest concern that they've got is the offensive line problems.
Well, publicly, they won't tell you that, but privately, huge concerns over the pass blocking or lack thereof. Lamar is running for his life. And you got a guy who may have an injured knee in that situation. You got to be very careful. And that's why it's great to have a guy like Pat Ricard back because, I mean, Cleveland's defense is the strength of that team. So that is something that does worry the Ravens. And they haven't done much to improve this offensive line, especially when it comes to pass blocking. And even the short yardage situations they're not able to convert, I put on the offensive line more so than the running backs.
Yeah. Now, Jared, like, listening to Harb's talk and stuff, and you're out there all the time, and you see his expressions and everything else. It seems to me, you know, as much love as he gives the defense, he's involved heavily in those defensive meetings because he doesn't talk much about the offense.
No, I think he is. He's there with Chuck Pagano sitting in to see what Zach Gore has to say. I think he just leaves Monken alone with the offense and lets him do his thing. I mean, you know, he'll intervene every once in a while and find out what's going on. But I think his attention has been directed more so towards the defensive side of the football. And they've started to play a lot better. But again, I think that may be a byproduct of who they're playing.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. Now, Jared, let's talk a little bit about the rookies because, I mean, Starks is stepping up, playing better. And we heard Roquan talk about him yesterday, too, while you were standing there. Buchanan, Starks, Green, you know, all of them are you know, adding something to this group.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something we've all been waiting for since they were drafted. And, you know, Starks in the first round, Green right there after him with the chip on his shoulder. And, of course, Buchanan, who's leading the team in tackles. I don't think anyone saw that coming. But they're all having terrific years, and it's just taken a while, a few games, which is expected to acclimate. I mean, not many rookies are able to do that. I mean, you look at the rookie quarterback they're facing this week, and Dylan Gabriel, he's looked awful this year. It's a different position. But, yeah, I think the Ravens coaches on the defensive side certainly are very happy with the progress those rookies are making.
Jerry Coleman, Be More Sports Podcast, got the Orioles and the Ravens. We'll get into those real quick, Jer, if you will. Zach Orr, he was like the number one enemy around these parts in October, maybe outside of Mike Elias, most hated guy in the Baltimore sports fandom. What about Zach Orr rehabilitating his image here, and how much credit does he deserve for the defense turning it around? Maybe they're not elite. They're not. And they're certainly not the 2000 Ravens of 25 years ago. But how much credit should we give Zach Orr for this team now being acceptable on Sundays, as opposed to being dreadful?
I think he deserves some credit, Bob. I mean, everyone was all over him, and rightfully so. The defense, you know, at times looked confused. I mean, you had players talking to each other. Are we lined up in the right formation? And that goes back to the coaching. And I think, you know, he got some harsh words from John Harbaugh and some other people inside that building. And they like him. You know, he's been a long-term member of this team, and he deserves the credit. But again, it's the opponent as well, and we'll see what happens. You know, they have lost their last three or four in Cleveland. I went back and looked. I couldn't even believe that, but it's true. They have not played well in Cleveland the last 4 years overall, so that's something to keep an eye on. I mean, Cleveland doesn't have many playmakers, but they still have Myles Garrett. And, you know, as far as stopping this Cleveland offense, he's going up Zach Orr's defense against a rookie quarterback either way. Whether we finally see Shador Sanders, or probably they'll stick with Dylan Gabriel, but I'm hoping Shador shows up.
He's Jerry Coleman. Tell us about the Be More Sports Podcast, covering both the Orioles and the Ravens.
Well, on the football side, we are talking about what went down in Minnesota and, you know, all the fun that happened there, and the thing with the crowd noise and how that affected the Vikings more so than the Ravens. The Ravens, you know, it's funny. They were practicing with crowd noise yesterday, and I didn't say it on microphone, but I did joke to the coach. I mean, really? I mean, how many people are you expecting? You know, it's probably going to be in the dozens, but they actually had the crowd noise going. So we're talking about crowd noise. We're talking about Paul Tagliabue on the Be More Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I had that infamous question to him about the museum back before the Ravens clobbered the Giants in Super Bowl 35. Baseball side, we catch up with Brett Hollander, talk a lot about the new manager, and we got John Smoltz just ahead next week. So you can watch it or listen to it. Go to Be More Sports Pod. It's that simple. One word, Be More Sports Pod.
Jerry Coleman. Jerry, appreciate the time as always. Say hi to Harb Sports out there today, and Zach Orr, Todd Munkin. We got Harbs, Monk, and Zach today. Big old warm and fuzzy
though,
Thursday.
Bob, hopefully we hear from Lamar today, too. That's most important.
That's true. We can call him whatever we want as long as he's there at 425 in Cleveland. Jerry Coleman, talk to you later.
You got it.
There's Jerry Coleman, everybody. We'll come back. Talk to Nolan McGraw. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Speaking of Harbs, going to hear from him, Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, who met with the media yesterday. No Lamar Jackson, no problem. At least for yesterday, it becomes a problem. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Lamar don't play. This game gets more interesting, and it's probably going to be more interesting than the 7.5 that it's already at. Maryland football, your confidence level in the current regime is what? Losers of 5 in a row and not taking positive steps. Bill Bender, Sporting News. We'll talk college football with him heading into the final couple weeks of the regular season, and a lot of zaniness going on. You have to have 12 teams in. You have to have the non-power fives like Virginia, ACC, they lose. who replaces them? Mm-hmm. And then Memphis, they lose, who replaces them? Navy could have been in a nice situation, but they've been housed their last couple of games. So all of that fun stuff to get into with Bill Bender. Stick around for that. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Kevin in Randallstown. Kevin, thanks for holding. What's up?
What's up, Andy and Bob?
Not much.
Cool, cool, man. So I was telling Nolan, I was like, man, grab the guy that's been sitting on the bench all season defensively, secondary-wise, that's been saying, I want to get in there and help this team. Throw him in the game. Let's let him jump in there, take up for Marlow for a game or two.
Who are you talking about?
Marlon's not playing, is he?
No. Who are you talking about jumping in and playing for him?
Anybody that wants to play and be aggressive.
Oh, okay.
At this point, anybody.
Give him a helmet.
Grab him and throw him in there, buddy.
Well, you think it's Tampa? Is that what you're leaning in?
I think Awuzie and Wiggins will be the two outside. Then when they go to nickel, it'll be Keon Martin. And then when they go to dime, Tampa will be in there too.
All right, cool. Well, I guess we got some backup in place. And, you know, look, I'm excited for just a slugfest football game. I'm gonna hope we just bang it out with them. But I lost track. I'm pouring concrete, fellas. Sorry.
Well, hey, don't fall in it. Don't go Jimmy Hoffa there. Kevin in Ellicott City, allegedly. Allegedly, Jimmy Hoffa. Remember, he's buried under Giant Stadium and all that nonsense. But I would prefer just to rest and relaxation. Because Sunday, you know, you got your 1 o'clock game, so right. The beer's going to be flowing. Wife will be cooking. I want a blowout. Just nice, relaxed.
You'll take
your wins. If you win 3-2, we'll probably complain about that because they only scored 3 points. But you get the point. Just win. Get to 500. Then you have back-to-back home games against two also-ran teams. You just handle your business. But a nice, comfortable, relaxing win.
If they rush for over 100 yards, Bob, that you could get that.
South Florida, getting back to college, that's the team that might slide in for Memphis because they play Navy in Annapolis coming up on a Saturday. South Florida now ranked, by the way, at number 24. Let's get back to the phones. Go to Calvin in Baltimore. Calvin, what's up?
Bob and Vinny, how you guys doing? Always a pleasure talking to you
Where
guys.
Where you been, man?
Oh, man, I'm still hanging. Listen, guys, one of the reasons you don't hear too much from me, this sports thing, man, Bob Vinny, like I said, man, last time I talked to you guys, sports is kind of turning my stomach. I'll tell you why. This guy, A.J. Brown, this last time I talked to you. Guys, I want to talk about two people, Walter Payton and Mark Andrews. Walter Payton was drafted in 1975, had no blocking, got beat up, knocked around. All of a sudden, here come the 85 Bears. All right, they win the Super Bowl, one of the best defensive teams. He gets on the goal line, and rather than Mike Ditka, now, the guy that I have a lot of respect for, gives the ball to Refrigerator Perry. Let him go and spike. Payton, Walter, the classy guy he is, my favorite football player ever, sitting on the bench with his head down, feeling real, real sad, feeling real bad, never complained. Poor fella, may he rest in peace, died of bowel cancer at 46 years old. Mark Andrews, the whole time when Isaiah Likely and Flowers was getting the ball, never heard a word from him. All of a sudden, he's getting balls, he's getting touchdowns. That's how you play the game. It's one thing to be competitive, it's another thing to be selfish. That guy, A.J. Brown, makes me sick to the stomach. He's jealous of Devontae Smith and the guy, come on, Super Bowl champion. They should trade that bum. And they talk about mental illness and all. I'm all for that. But that, it makes me sick. Guys, this is the last thing. With the shutdown, these workers not getting paid. And we got this Ringling brother, Barnum and Bailey Circus, a guy run the White House, running the country in the ground. And people's like, this guy just got a contract. A.J. Brown, you make me sick to the stomach. So I just wanted to say that. And that quarterback is a it makes me sick, man. It makes me sick. Guys, you take care. Have a great, great holiday. Love you guys. You guys are the best.
Right. Thank you, Calvin. Happy holidays to you as well. By the way, Walter Payton's first game is against Baltimore Colts back in 1975. Lardo and the boys kept him in check. But A.J. Brown, we were talking about it off the air.
Yeah.
He doubled down on it.
Yeah.
yesterday. Now, he missed a couple of games. Nolan, get in here for this one since it's usually your time anyway. Got three targets. It was that, sorry, Mel, it was a snooze fest game. It was. It was boring to watch.
Two in the first quarter.
But they won. But he got his three targets. Not satisfied with having all these wins and getting a back-to-back Super Bowls and very good chance to be the number one seed this year. And we know he's a premier player. His rookie year, he was part of that Tennessee team. I remember in the back in the old days, his rookie year, 2020 or 19, he was lugging old Patrick Queen or one of them into the end zone. That might have been 20. The Derek Wolfe year when Henry ran it in overtime, it was. But he was like, man, he was a second-round pick, and Ravens took all these wide receivers, and they had all these, like Debo Samuel and A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf were all on the board. Anyway, he was a stud, and he's been a stud for them, but he's not satisfied with his role. Now, he tried to say it was the offense in general, not necessarily his lack of targets. Hey, look, in fairness to him, Barkley's not doing a lot, and their offense has kind of become the tush-push. But Vinny, Nolan, is A.J. Brown out of bounds with his just full-on criticism? I mean, even the coach now, Sirianni, come on.
Yeah. Well, when you look at it, I mean, you just mentioned the other guy, Bob Barkley, at 2,000 yards last year. You know, and the O-line's not blocking like it did last year, and he's not having the production. Is he bitching to the media? No. No, not at all. You know who would be having a crap fit, you know, if he was just getting one or two balls like that, but he would never say it publicly, would have been Jerry Rice. I mean, Jerry bitching the huddle, you know, but he would never come out publicly.
What do you think, Nolan?
Yeah, if you didn't hear Sirianni's press conference yesterday, go look it up. Yeah. Very entertaining. Very tense, but also from an outsider's perspective, extremely entertaining. I mean, it gives you that glimpse inside the Philly media for a second, because there's some stuff being asked there that I was like, that was asked at a Ravens press conference. Chad Steele be diving over the podium microphone, tackling somebody himself. I mean, the one guy was like inserting self-opinion in the thing. He's like, well, I think it's fair to question about A.J. Brown's usage early in the game. And Sirianni just instantly is like, what are we having a debate here? He's like, yeah, what's the question?
Meet the press.
Right. So I feel for him. But in the case of A.J. Brown, he'll never be satisfied.
No.
I mean, what more do you want? You just won the Super Bowl. You play for an elite team, one of the best and most stacked
offenses.
Number
one seed in the West right now, in the NFC right now, as a matter of fact.
Right. And it's just, he's one of those guys that would rather play on a 3-4 win team, but win Offensive Player of the Year, than play on a 17-0 team that wins the Super Bowl. That's who he is. And you can't change it.
The thing about that, Nolan, is like, I've been on losing teams, and there's nothing better than going in that locker room after a win. Mm-hmm. I mean, a loss is misery. You know, I mean, I would have a hard time fathoming that, you know, as a player to be like that, just because the thrill of victory is, and it's so hard to get. That's the thing about it is.
Right. Yeah. Just one on the road, one at Green Bay on national TV, and he's pretty much throwing everybody under the bus that doesn't play defense.
And to flip it around, the caller, Calvin, mentioned Devontae Smith, suggesting that, you know, Brown's jealous of him. Well, Smith was there before Brown, and he was drafted very prominently. He was a Heisman winner coming out of college. Yep. I mean, he had all the cachet coming out. And when they traded for Brown, I wouldn't surprise me if Smith came out and said, oh, I don't like that. You know, this guy's stepping on my feet, stepping on my territory, taking targets away from me. Didn't hear a peep. He probably had the opposite opinion. This only elevates the offense. This makes it easier for me. I'm not going to get extra safety coverage. I'm going to have more opportunities now. I mean, that's the mindset you should have.
Well, A.J. Brown's making a lot of cachet, and so is Devontae Smith. But I guess that's just not good enough. Where's the me? Why aren't I playing up to my Madden stats?
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Let's come by ourselves. Playing Madden the other night.
Come back, news from the desk, going to hear from Harbs and others. You got buy or sell, as Nolan said, a little tease there with the A.J. Brown stuff. Bill Bender. Talk college football with him from the Sporting News. And then Vinny's full breakdown of the Browns offense. So is the Ravens defense starting to get better? The Browns offense, maybe not so much. Maybe this could be a dominating performance for Zach Gore's crew.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.